Welcome to the Superhero of Love podcast. I am Bridget Fonger. I wrote a book called Superhero of Love, Heal Your Broken Heart and Then Go Save the World. That book is going to be out in January 2019, but I didn't want to wait until that time to start talking to superheroes of love. And guess what? Here's the news. You are a superhero of love. And through talking to other superheroes like yourself, tapping into that little superhero inside of you, I'm hoping that you and I and all of us start feeling more and more like superheroes of love, meaning that we love and are loved more than ever before. So welcome. Let's get this party started. Hello, superheroes. So, no matter which side of the political spectrum you land upon, I think that we can all agree that the situation on the border of the children being separated from their parents that's going on currently in American borders is causing a lot of us a lot of pain in our hearts. I think for a lot of us, it's hard to even open the news to read the stories, hear the stories. And many of us are in action, sending letters, making phone calls, protesting, things like that. And again, no matter where you may land, I think that this is tearing at the heartstrings. Even I've never been a mother, but I see the mothers around me in extreme pain. And I am having such a hard time opening the news and reading the news about these stories and hearing the details of these children. Just heard some details today that just tore my heart in two, it felt like. And I know that a lot of people are having that same reaction. So while I don't believe what I'm about to offer is the solution, I think that our hearts are all connected, and I believe that whenever we send love toward any one single heart or any group of hearts, that it can only be a good thing, even if the only thing it does is put a salve on our own hearts. But I don't believe that's all that happens when we focus our loving attention on others with our hearts. I'm also going to invoke, when I do this, what I'm about to do, which is a guided meditation, a guided visualization, if you want to join me on this journey for just a few minutes, what I'm also going to invoke is some angelic support. So whether you believe in angels or not, it's so funny. I had an angel store in the early 90s, and people, I remember one specific person came in and said, "Well, I don't believe in angels." And I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm not here to get you to believe in angels." If you believe in, you know, if you haven't had an experience that makes you feel like you've had an angelic intervention of some sort or have been in the presence of an angel, I totally understand not believing in angels. So that still makes me laugh that people are so confrontational about beliefs. So anyway, if you don't believe in angels, you can insert some other word when I mention angels, any kind of divine support that you want to insert there, that's fine. So, and this will be, short, but hopefully powerful for all of us whose hearts are hurting, and hopefully we can feel like we can reach out and touch the hearts of those children and those parents. So, here we go. Masters and angels, I humbly request your presence to join us. Join me and whoever is hearing my voice in this moment, in this journey, to come together to touch the hearts of those who are in pain, of the children and the parents. I request that you bring every child who is right now separated from their parent into a circle and surround that circle with angels, thousands of angels, thousands of angels surrounding all of those little children, children of all ages, whose hearts are hurting right now because they're separated from their families. And we ask that all those angels raise their hands in such a way that they're sending energy to the children in this circle, and that the children feel the healing, loving energy coming out of the hands of those angels toward their hearts. And that those children feel that love in their hearts, and that a calm from the top of their heads all the way through their bodies down to the bottoms of their feet, that a calm comes over every cell in their bodies, a calm that says, I am loved, I am cared for, I am connected to the angels. I am connected to my family, no matter where I am, no matter where I stand or sit. That I am surrounded by the love of these angels. I am surrounded by the love of my family. And I am connected to that love. Let's imagine that the hearts of every single one of those children is filled with that love in such a way that they feel powerful, that they feel known and loved in that moment. Let's imagine an even larger legion of angels comes to surround the angels that were already there. So as far as the eye can see, there are angels, angels, angels surrounding these children. And let's imagine that the first ring of angels takes some steps back, and the rest of the angels take steps back, leaving room for the parents of all those children, the grandparents, the uncles, the aunts, the siblings. The families of all of those children fill in that space. So now the ring just outside those children is of their families. And then legions and legions and legions of angels, as far as the eye can see and beyond, outside that ring of family members, creating rings and rings and rings and rings of love. And let's imagine that those family members all raise their hands as well. And that sweet, loving, healing energy comes from their hands into each and every one of those children's hearts. So the family members, now their hearts connected to those children's hearts. No matter whose aunt that is, no matter whose child that is, no matter whose sister that is, no matter whose brother that is, all are feeling the love. And then those legions of angels, still with their hands raised, still sending that loving energy to every single family member and every single child. Sending that loving energy toward the hearts of all who have been in pain, filling their hearts with that love so that they know that no matter what the circumstances, no matter where they are physically, they are loved, they are loved, they are loved, they are loved. And now let's have the children turn toward the outside of that circle, seeing in the distance their family members, raising their hands, sending love from their hearts out to their family members in such a way that they can feel connected, heart to heart, sending that love back So there is an endless giving and receiving of love. The children having their hearts filled up, the parents having their hearts filled up, the aunts, the uncles. And all of this witnessed and supported by the extraordinary power of those legions of angels who have their loving attention on all of them. Let's imagine again that each of those hearts, as they breathe in and as they breathe out, those hearts are being filled with that love, filled to the brim, filled, 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 renewed, filled back up after a time of having those, that heart healing energy dissipate in these last few weeks, filled, filled, renewed, filled back up to the brim, so that they can feel that loving connection that is there always. Let's make a special prayer that in every one of their dreams, every child and every family member that's been separated in these last weeks, let's imagine that in their dreams they have the experience of being filled up by this love, filled up, renewed. Let's imagine that this healing energy helps dissipate the pain that has been stored up in those hearts. Again, renewed by the loving presence of their beloved families and supported by the legions and legions and legions of angels. And now let's just imagine this is one giant circle of connected hearts. And as we move back up and away from this image of this giant circle of connected hearts, imagine ourselves connected in such a way that we can come back to this spot and imagine what we're envisioning now and send love to these people, these real people who are living out there, struggling with the situation right now, that we can send them this love any moment of the day. We can invoke that angelic support for them at any moment of the day. So stepping further and further and further away from this, just imagine you don't have to let ever go of this image. You can send them love whenever you wish. And then coming back to the present moment, still with that image in your mind. And we all, I think, pray that this will all be over very, very soon. And when it is, let's know that we can come back to this image and put anyone that we know, any single person or any group of people that we know that are in pain, whose hearts could use some angelic support, we can put anyone in that circle that we wish in the future. Connecting those hearts, having their hearts filled up. And again, while this doesn't replace any other action that you want to take to help put a salve on your own heart, I hope that in some way, in some small way, imagining sending love to these people has helped your own heart. Thank you for joining me. Have a great day, Superhero.